You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. And it's thanks to a little bit of science and engineering that we're able to bring you our next story of local hip-hop artist Trayvon Hicks.
I only really started doing my own music stuff once my grandpa made me a computer, because me and my brother, we like to just sit in my room with his laptop and we'll just listen to beats and freestyle.
After a few years of tinkering around with beats at home, Hicks discovered the youth-run recording studio inside of Sunset Youth Services in San Francisco. It's called Upstar Records, and it's where Hicks, who's now 19, has been working on his first album called The Man Behind the Pen. He shares some of the tracks in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
My name is Trayvon Terrell Hicks. My artist name is Mystic Blaze.
It's Mystic Blaze.
I wanted to make something that was everything made by me. I do the songwriting, I do the beats, and I do my own mixes.
Welcome to the man behind the pen.
The way some of the songs come out is it's an idea in my head, and then I will sit down at the beat machine and try and make that idea come out.
I'm at the brink of insanity from people who were mad at me. Women who were sad to see that my life was a tragedy. Threatened by society, by lies, you're too blind to see. Unable to contain all the rage that's inside of me.
The idea I had with my analogy was, I started thinking about, like, all the little issues that I have with, like, the way life is now.
Poverty, oppression, racism got us all weak. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X fought for us to be free from all three, yet we still see the fetus like we bowed to the man and completely destroyed the dream. We
never. When I said that, it was like me basically saying we had these people that actually fought for us to be against these things, but somehow we're still being pushed down by them. So it's like the man actually still has control over us, even though people have fought for it to be gone.
This is the truth, and I'm just sorry to say it. I'd rather be the one before the minister starts praying. We live a life of lies, and it's hard to survive if we are a group of lions that annihilate the pride.
The whole thing I was saying with that, I was just putting it out there. Like, instead of us fighting for each other, we're fighting against each other.
We all need a change, but the change starts with I. Don't want to make it big, just want people to acknowledge me. And I hope to make a change when you hear my analogy.
Like, I want to be someone that actually makes a change that's different than what we hear in the music industry. The song, Invisible, it started off as just a project.
Saturday morning, no TV to watch my cartoons, no milk for my cereal, no bowl and no spoon. Yo mom, when we gonna get some food in this house, she said.
As soon as that food stamps check comes around.
The idea behind it was to show people how hard it is to get out of poverty, and how, like, if you're born into it, it's harder for you to get out of it. So the way we set it up was one person would rap as the child who's in poverty, someone would rap as a teenager, and one as an adult. And I did the teenage role because I put myself in a state of mind of if I was in this situation, how would life be for me? And knowing the stories behind people, like, you can go to school, but majority of what happens in school, you'll probably get kicked out because of either the color of your skin, the teacher doesn't like you, or just some odd random reasons. And the thing that happens with you is if you want to get a job, there's probably not going to be a job out there for you because there's not really that many youth opportunities in the city. Like, if someone with power was to really see the song and actually understand what we was going through, I would hope that they would actually try and help. I feel like my motivation just comes from the love of just all music. I want to be able to do with my music, what music does to me. I want to, like, be able to...